USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A sixth straight day of losses on Wall Street amid fears of the coronavirus. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 1,191 points to finish at 25,767. As far as what has some investors concerned, Bob Iciano, CME Trader, tells Fox News,
the coronavirus death rate is what's concerning, 3.3%. If China could actually get declining rates of infection in about 2 months or so, first case was in hindsight about December 27th or so, if they can get declining rates in 2 months, the U.S. is going to get declining rates quicker than that. I'm going to probably start buying on Monday unless this thing explodes over the weekend.
Full House actress Lori Loughlin will get her day in court on October 5th. She and her husband face a maximum sentence of 50 years in jail and millions of dollars in fines if found guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two reports on the U.S. economy are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
As for weekly jobless claims, the Labor Department says around 219,000 workers filed first-time claims last week, an increase of 8,000 from the previous week. The largest increases in initial claims were seen in California, Georgia, and Maine. The largest decreases in Illinois, Texas, and Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 20-mile section of new border wall built near El Paso, Texas, cut illegal border crossings by 80%. That's according to Mark Morgan, acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. Morgan also says the key is not just the border wall, but the entire system being built with roads and lighting, and in some cases, multiple layers of fencing. Morgan's comments coming before the House Appropriations Committee on Capitol Hill on Thursday. The president's budget asks for another $2 billion in wall-building money. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is predicting he'll win the South Carolina primary. In the latest poll, Biden has a lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and billionaire Tom Steyer. Biden tells a Charleston, South Carolina crowd he's the man for the job.
I was asked to come in and campaign, and I'm from Alabama to Montana. Did anybody ask Bernie to come in? It doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It means it's going to be hard holding on to the United States Congress and the United States Senate.
Another state is bringing an end to the death penalty. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Colorado is set to become the 22nd U.S. state to abolish the death penalty after lawmakers approved a repeal bill that Democratic Governor Jared Polis has pledged to sign into law. The passage had been virtually certain, with Democrats holding a substantial majority in the House, even with several Democratic lawmakers casting no votes for the 36-27 repeal vote. The bill, passed by a Democratic-nominated state Senate in January, would apply to offenses starting July 1st and would not affect the fate of the three men on Colorado's death row who face execution by lethal injection. Colorado's last execution was carried out in 1997 when Gary Lee Davis was put to death by lethal injection for the 1986 kidnapping, rape, and murder of a neighbor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.